Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello. Here it is. This is Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Hump Day show.
It should be alternate Wednesday, right?
Yes, we can do that. That's where we're going to jog between Blog Talk Radio and our Facebookers who wait ever so patiently for their turn. Anyway, I want to remind you all that we're using ordinary playing cards for the readings we're conducting here. And that will not, of course, include tarot, oracle cards, or any other type of card reading system that is out there. I also want to remind everyone we're going to use a 24-card layout. And incidentally, this will be the layout that you will be learning in the card reading courses that are getting closer all the time. So with that, I'm going to turn you over to, ta-da, Cousin It.
A lot of people might not know where that's from.
Oh, from the...
You're spoiling it now. You should let them figure it out.
Well, there was a
Catherine
few movies.
Catherine would have known that. Oh, there was some movies, but still, think about it. Those movies weren't even that recent. I think they did a Tuesday movie recently, didn't they, for her?
I think so.
A few years ago, yeah. All right. Welcome, everybody. We want to remind you that this show is for informational and educational purposes only.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And we would like to remind all the folks out there that are international, let us know and we'll give you a live international shout-out. That would be, right now, I think the one and only Sophia, who is in Sweden right now. That's the only international one I've seen thus far.
Yeah, Miranda, we don't know where you're from unless you tell us.
California, when you just roll the mouse over it.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, roll your mouse over it. Well, I see San Diego, California. See that?
Oh.
I just
put
my mouse
over it.
That's
not what I get. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Life's weird.
San Diego, yay.
Okay, well, yeah. Okay. Anyway, get down to business. 515-602-9676. This is a call-in show primarily. We'll talk about all the other stuff here in a minute. When you call in, you will get a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. True statement. I called in. Everything's good. I see we have callers listening right now as we speak. So everything's operating normal on damn wood. All right. 515-602-9676. Remember that number. Facebooker, we shall turn to you folks more so tonight because tonight is alternate Wednesday. And when we announce that we're turning to you folks, we're going to take the first audio or video messenger call to Deborah Lee. Okay, that's the deal. That's going to be the first quickest one on the trigger. Can't call early. We don't have a queue system, no hold system. We'd have to hang up on you if you call when we're not 100% ready. So wait until we say so.
Welcome, Laura from Canada.
I haven't seen her speak.
I saw her.
She said,
hey, everyone.
What'd she wear?
Right to bow.
Oh, there she is. Yep. International shout-out to Laura from Canada. All righty. So alternate, we're going to start out with a phone call, and we're going to go to Facebook. Phone call, Facebook. So
yeah.
Alternate Wednesday. Regardless of what platform you're using to get your free reading, when you hear those harps, do it again. A little bit louder this time. When you hear those harps, that means that your two meanings. One is your free reading with Deborah has concluded. Got to move on. Lots of focus. Especially since we're alternating on two platforms. We got to kick it in gear. So that is it. No more questions when you hear the harp. Stand by and listen because I will be giving you a single angel card before we move on to the next caller or Facebooker. And the flavor tonight are the healing angel cards. These are pretty good ones too. Messages are relatively short, so... But they are still messages from the angels. I believe I have touched all bases, as they say in baseball.
Well, okay, before you go, are you ready to go to...
I'm ready to pick a caller.
All right, I wanted to talk about what's being said here. I don't know if many of you were there that night, but do you remember Pat from Connecticut had asked me about her debit card, or it was a credit card, but she had misplaced it, and she was literally taking her place apart. And she asked me, would that card get found? And I told her, not immediately, as in like within 24 hours, but I said yes, and that it was going to get found. And she got a hold of me to tell me. It was like 3 days maybe later, she was putting clothes into the washer, and it popped out of a pocket. So even though she called up and canceled, that card did get found. So I'd be surprised now.
That
you may have found it.
Unless you lose it like on an international trip. But if you lose it around your house, typically you find it when you're not looking for it. You probably have given up hope, or you got busy doing something else.
Probably in a most ridiculous place.
Probably some place you looked a lot, but you were so frantic your eyes missed it, overlooked it. All right. I posted the number in. This is a, I think Miranda's new. This is a show for free readings. You are in California. I recommend you call in. The other method would be to wait, but you have to be friends with Deborah Lee, and you're probably not if you're new. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee on Facebook in order to messenger her. That's
I can keep checking back.
But, I mean, she has the ability to call in.
Yeah.
Unless, well, some people don't when they're here. I know sometimes their cell phones, they can't call for whatever reason, but. Either way, you got to call on something. Either you're going to call on a phone, or you're going to call on Messenger. Either way, you're going to be using your voice. So, all right, let's go to that first caller. We're going to stay in our state. Free in Virginia. Welcome. You're a chance to turn it on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Miss Andrea. How are you?
I'm doing good, much better than was today than I was yesterday, so it's always a good thing.
Yes, very good. And did you do your interview?
Yeah, so what do you pick up on my interview? It was 11th, it was like a phone interview. She said they're in the middle of the process, but if I was to go the next step, I would get a call next week to meet with the hiring manager.
Oh, all right. So do you feel it went well?
Yeah.
That's important. All right, I'm going to just take a moment. Jim's going to fill the dead air with some chatter up.
With some more dead air.
Yeah.
So it was a phone interview, and it was at a good time. It was like right around the middle of the day, which I think is the perfect time. I like that.
Yeah, it was lunchtime. She actually changed her lunch hour for me. So we spoke like maybe 15, 20 minutes. She was just getting a preliminary feel of people's personalities. They said they've been looking for someone for a month for this job. They just not have found the right person yet. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that means they're not just reaching out and touching in just anybody then. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So she said they got tons of applicants. So I'm honored that I got to be chosen as an interview. She goes, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what it's for. That is like step number two. You know, after submitting
step
your
number one.
Applications. I figured step number one was submitting an application or resume.
I guess so, yeah. So she actually wrote back to me to get that was one. So this is, I guess, step number two, yeah.
Some people never get interview. So that's actually an
That's right.
Getting an interview is a good thing. That means you've over the hurdle, so that's a good thing. They were impressed enough about they liked something in the application / resume or whatever, and they said, you know what? So that's a good thing just to get it.
I've got to recount them. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, she's trying to do better living through drugs.
I am.
Legal.
I'm on a mild pain medication right now. And I thought I had counted right.
She's not running off and smoking a crack pipe in the closet. She's legal over the counter. Not a meth head. You don't think she did have some teeth issues, but that wasn't because of the meth. Because of DNA, her jaw's jacked up.
You want to tell them something more?
You've told them that a thousand times ago about that. I did not reveal anything. I could reveal something about your clown fetish.
I have fear. I am not sexually
fear drives,
attracted.
Fear drives your desire. I'm just kidding. Some people probably do, though. You know? They say there's a fetish out there for everything. In some case, I fail to look at anything.
Toe suckers. I heard there's a lot of that. A girlfriend of mine used to do OnlyFans, and she got a lot of that.
Yeah, she got a lot more than that, too.
She made, in 4 months, she made $14,000.
Oh, my gosh.
As long as you don't mind doing things.
No, there's a lot of people out there.
Yep, exactly. As long as you don't mind doing things with your body
and
hair.
But they're going to be creepy. Come on. They're, you know, cater for her underwear.
The average person doesn't do that stuff. There's a reason for that. Yep. You know what? Some people don't give a squat, and that's cool. If they're good with it, then so be it.
I don't want anybody sniffing my panties.
You absolutely don't, but some people don't.
Me neither.
Some people don't, and if they don't, well, then, hey, that's their thing, you know? I'm not really looking to have some stranger's underwear near my face.
You know, I got to tell you, Andrea, you are going to have to decide for you. Because if you get offered this job, I have a feeling you are leaping from the fire pan into the fire. There's a lot of trouble there.
Now, I got a question. Is there going to be another step, another interview after this if you're selected to keep going forward?
Yeah, there's the hiring manager.
Okay, well, you know, then you can also start doing a little prodding on your own, maybe helping them for a little bit of info and see what kind of feeling you get. Your call.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to really get the thought because I don't like these fours. These fours are bad. They indicate big setbacks. And, excuse me, I think you're to come home very disturbed every day after this job. They're not going to say it. And there's a reason it's taking a month. All right, this spot. And she doesn't, you don't have a need to know for everything.
Sure.
And they may have tried people out on this, and they just don't last. They don't last. For one thing, the other women there are not easy to work for. Yeah, they are most difficult. Yeah, so you're really going to have to think about this now. Let's read your cards again if you actually get offered the job.
Yeah, if you get to the hiring,
okay.
The next phase, the hiring interview, or the interview from the hiring person. Right?
Well, I had another lady call me today about a transaction coordinator for a real estate office, but I've done real estate stuff, not transaction coordinator. And then I had someone else reach out to me, a couple other people. So, I'm just, like I said, I'm just applying to everything. So, something will still come soon.
Yeah. Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, I have a feeling... intuitively that this is not the one. One thing
okay.
I'm seeing over here, Andrea, this would be a cautionary note for you. It's
okay.
Showing that where you decide to go has to be a good fit for your, we'll say, nervous system because you've got the dark forest here together. That indicates illness. And right away I flashed on stress disease.
Yeah, I mean, it affects everybody physically. Some people just more than others. Some people, it can send them to their grave stress.
So that's what I think it has to be. It's a good fit for you. And I know eventually you're going to have, you know, you're working now, right, still?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's working.
So at least you're not, you know, going through a finite amount of money.
No, and she's,
Right.
They see her as not somebody that's trying to get a job is not desperate if they have a job. So,
and that's true.
Right, exactly.
I can see a little notch in the belt there, when you, so to speak, when you're doing those kinds of
things.
That's
why I always want to be honest with what I see. Because let's say this job really intrigues you and you feel like you're bulletproof and you're going to go in there and show them you could do that. You could do that and learn to be able to deal with these women just, you know, you think you've come up against some battle axes. Well, I think they have several at this particular place. So Let us see.
International shout out to Virgil from the UK and Andrea's healing angel card. Subject is fear. I, Archangel Michael, am here to help you through the present time. I love you. I protect you and keep you safe. Trust that all is well. Accept my love and allow it to dissolve any of your fear.
Yeah. And I know you're going to, it's like.
There's got to be fear when you're trying to get a new job.
It's like she's in Atlantic City.
Even though you want it, there's always a little fear.
And they say the more you booze, the closer, odds-wise, the closer you get to winning. So
yeah, that's right.
But that's how they make their money, because you spend more to win. All right. Thank you, Marriage.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for being caller number one.
And we will see how things turn out for you.
Truth.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, honey, take care.
All right. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, you know, she's not playing around putting applications. You know what? Apply to be a freaking elephant trainer. What do you got to lose? Why, you know, put the applications out there. You just don't know, you know? You don't.
Elephants get mad, and when they're mad, they will trample.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a giant animal, and not good.
All right.
Doggone it.
I feel bad for Andrea because she is, you know, so strong in her struggle. So,
Yep, floor's open. Deborah Lee, Facebook Messenger now. What's Gibbs doing out there, do you feel? Oh, I just heard him.
Who's there?
I was asking about Gibbs.
Fine.
Okay, that's all I want to know. I heard him noises.
All right, somebody give me a call.
Yep, the floor's open. It will not be open long. I typed it in first because there's the audio video delay when we
her
just
royal
say
kinky, kicking, oh, kickiness or kinkiness?
Probably forgot an N. Bring it on, folks. Bring it on. Because the callers are filling up, and we don't want to just idle time.
Well,
because we can go back to Facebook again. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
So, all right. I give them a couple of seconds because sometimes it takes a little while for, you know, that messenger connection, especially when they're 1,000 miles away. It seems like it. Believe it or not,
there's
a
someone new here. Or they're friends with Laura, Grant, and Suzanne.
All right, I'm shutting her down. Let's take our next caller.
Well, hello there, Haley.
We're going to area code 603 up in New Hampshire. 603, welcome
New
to
New Hampshire,
show.
Welcome.
You know who it is.
Yeah.
It is me. You know me.
Yes,
welcome
we do.
Back. Welcome back.
Diana.
Welcome back. We love hearing from you. How goes it?
Oh, thank you. Okay, thank you. I wasn't sure if you did. Here we go.
No,
but,
frequent callers.
Yeah, it was a dumbass saying the wrong name.
Okay.
Go ahead, honey.
I'm only kidding. I know you're not like that.
No.
I know. I just want to know anything about my son and his, well, they've been together 12 or 13 years. Do they get along all right?
Oh.
Is he happy?
A good mommy question.
Mm.
Oh, yes.
Indeed.
All right, let's see.
Yeah.
That was Haley, Laura. All right, give me a moment here.
All right, stand by.
Thank
everybody's
you.
Multitask. I hate multitasking. That's what I like it. All right. Apparently, we're going to have every single person with a phone on Earth call our show tonight. Look at that.
Well, you know, the thing is, eventually, we're going to have some kind of randomizer for this.
Or we should reward those to be first. Better to be first than last. That's life. That is freaking life.
Yeah.
Life is. You show up late to the freaking party, there's going to be no booze left. Too bad, so sad. You're down to the freaking crappy beer that nobody wants. Get there early.
Diana, what makes you ask this question about your son? What else relationship?
Yeah, because I've heard their arguments in the past.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes she gets really upset at him, and maybe he's not doing what she likes. I just want to know how that is. And she's mad at me still, I think, because I told you what happened. I told her I was asked her, do you love me? I don't hear from you very often. She got upset and blocked me.
Oh, my good God.
People are broken.
You know, have women, like daughters-in-law and stuff, have they always been this way? Because I always wanted to have a great relationship with mine. You know, none of them really want to talk to me either. So, who knows?
I did get a little mad at her, though, when she said, why don't I talk and call and talk about regular people? You don't know how to have a regular conversation, she said. And it kind of made me mad because I said, all I wanted to know is you to tell me you love me. She said, well, you make me feel guilty. You know, she wouldn't even come out and say, you know, I love you. She wouldn't even say it, but that's all I wanted. But.
You can say it 100 million times, too. You don't have to just say it once and call it a day, you know.
That's how I feel. My son and I, whenever we talk, we always say I love you at the end.
We do, too. We do, too, because life is so uncertain. I started when they were little, and now they say it when they talk to me.
You say it to everybody.
Well, I do love everybody.
Do you really, Jesus? Do you really, Jesus? Okay.
Then no.
But I don't know. Will she ever get over it and talk to me again? And are they happy enough?
Where are they? Do they live by you?
No, New Jersey. I'm in New Hampshire, about 250 miles, 200 miles, something like that.
They have a secret. And the secret, I feel, is that they're planning a move that will take them further away. Could be through work, because it looks like it's something that definitely is wanted as far as making this move. So if he's in a career...
Oh, she's going to quit her job?
Well,
they're going to quit their job? What?
No, I'm not seeing that. Does he work too? Does he have a profession?
Oh, yeah. As far as
Internet.
I know, yeah. Oh, yeah.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia, right? Back.
Yeah, well, it's through that. They are definitely thinking of relocating. They don't want to talk about it yet. Yeah, it's
a good job?
Well, it's not showing precisely who it is. It's just showing that they are in discussion about making this move, and the move is under sure to come true that I would think it's a foregone conclusion they're going to move.
Well, I know they always talk about when they retire, like years down the road. But never right now. They can't.
Well, there could be a good opportunity. And we do a lot of daydreaming, you know, where we sit around and say stuff like, wouldn't it be really cool if we could move to San Diego?
You really think they're going to move far away, though? How much farther?
I think it would be farther. It would be farther than what they are from you now. Remember.
A lot farther?
Yes,
a lot farther?
Just remember, these are only projections. Nothing about this is written in stone, signed in blood, nothing like that. So this is simply what's on their mind, what they're discussing right now. And you are clearly not involved in this because there's got secrecy around it. So.
All right, we got to rock now. We got to roll. We gotta give you. We gotta move on. The call list. The callers are building faster than we can get through these readings. Your healing angel card is positive outcome as a subject. The sun is about to burst through the clouds, and you will soon see things in a different light. Something that previously seemed hopeless will soon be filled with nothing but hope. And there we go. Remember, folks, we have this little chit chat. Little chit chat we had at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Harps come on, we got to go, you know, you don't like the harps? I don't blame you. They blow goats. That's why you go to the psychiclovedoctor.com and you arrange for a private reading. Then you have all the time you want. I can't tell you this. I can't say squat. You can ask questions about from zebras to galaxies or whatever. That's your block of time. But when we do these shows, these free readings are going to come with a time limit. We decide when that is. Don't even sit there with a watch and say, that person got 10 more seconds. You know what? If you're going to sit there with a stopwatch, I don't want to hear it. All right? This is it. We're doing what we can do.
Yes, Daddy-o.
It's bullcrap. We're doing this free. We're not making any money. Somebody must think that we're getting paid off our ass to sit here and give you a drink. We do it because we love you people. It's fun. A little bit of promotion for the reading. But everybody's pretty cool and calm. So when you hear the harp, respect the damn harp. That's all I got to say about that.
Respect the harp.
We're going to move on, and that's the name of that tune. Remember, who was that? Tony Beretta.
What is it? Respect what?
No, he said that's the name of that tune.
Oh, yeah.
He would say. He didn't talk about – that dude did not talk about harps. Let me tell you about that, Derry.
All right.
All right. The floor has been opened. I typed it officially. We're going back to Facebook Messenger, Alternate Wednesday. We're going to hold the window. We'll let the clock tick a little bit because we know it takes a little while. But audio or video chat to Deborah Lee. You got to be friends. If you're new here, do a friend request. Like I typed in there, pick the two pictures that look like her because there's kind of weird link on those accounts. You see some Deborah Lees that aren't her. Send friend requests out. And if you don't get it this show, you'll be there for the future.
And
good
time.
Keeps on slipping into the future. Isn't that Steve Miller, right?
Yes. Not one of the best.
That was a pretty cool tune. Just remember how old it is, too, though. Remember the age, different era of music. They will tell you it was a pretty good tune because they made some money off it. So. It was in the charts.
Yes, somebody call us.
If you can't, we'll shut the window down, but we'll come back. It's open at Wednesday. It's not like Facebookers need to go jump off cliffs if we have to move to the next phone caller. It is what it is, and I think I'm shutting her down now. And we're going to our next phone call. All right, here we go. We're going to area code 520.
Thank you.
You have the floor.
Well, it's nothing but bad stuff. Bad.
Pump up the volume.
After I talked to you all yesterday, I went and called him, and I started kind of giggly, and then he went in on me and he reviewed what had happened, and then he kind of said, what were you planning on doing or talking or whatever, and then I'm throwing this in disjointedly. He said, I'm going to move. He said, I can't stand this. And he said, it's been 20 years. Oh, he's had 20 years of his life where he's never heard anyone such as myself talk about how I always heard he hurts my feelings. And he said, you know, I give respect. I expect respect. And what do you see in the cards, Deb?
All right, we take a look.
And, you know, I just called him. I just called him right now, and I said, thank you for giving me a heads up on a store where I could save money. I said, I saved a lot of money. He said, good. And then I said, I'm really happy that I saved so much money. I said, again. He said, good, I'm glad. And then he said, I said, well, I know I'll talk to you again sometime. And he said, yeah. And then we hung up.
I told you he was hurt. Yeah. He was hurt. But maybe he's going to now kind of live with the drama a little bit. I don't know. I'm laying the cards down for you. You know what? Don't own this, all right? He's got some glitches in his personality, and some of his behavior does strike us as narcissistic behavior, okay? Because a lot of times he does not have any thought to your feelings. He's either hot or cold, you know, when it comes to you. And so if this really comes to pass where he moves, don't browbeat yourself. Okay, because I think what you've asked of him is pretty little stuff.
Like, oh, it is. It's,
don't yell at me. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. There's some over-exaggerating conflicts here that, you know, taking something that was not that big of a deal and turning it into, like, a world crisis. Don't blame yourself. I know you want to.
I don't. And I just sent a text. I sent a nice, sweet little text. I simply said, we're on our way somewhere to go have fun somewhere. And I named the place and, you know, me and my grandson. And my grandson misses him, too. My grandson, you know, says, oh, he said he was going to. I said, well, we're just taking a little vacation. It's all right.
Well, what I see here is what he's saying about moving is not true. It's a lie.
I know it's a lie.
He's fibbing with you.
Well, you guys are both strutting that to each other.
Yeah. Yeah, but he is sort of withdrawing to a certain extent. I'm not saying it's because of another female, nothing like that, but I think he's feeling like frustrated, and rightly, with himself that he can't seem to get it right.
Well, and, you know, there's different relationships have different, I want to say ending point, but they get to different levels. So you've had, you know, as old as we all are, you've had some relationships that just are just like just a flash in the pan. You've had some that seem like they're going to, but you don't get to that final level. And it's just, you can't even explain it sometimes. It's just the chemistry isn't all, it's like
true.
90% there, but it's not 100%.
Well, and also, the two of you do not share any physical intimacy in the sense of, you know.
And he can make light of that, but that could be the 10% that makes a big
difference.
I think
he's got sexual dysfunction, and certainly I've got no degree to, you know.
Well, you got to go get, you got to get diagnosed with that, first of all. We can't do that over the air and say, well, okay, you know.
Yeah, I really think, you know, if he's got a broken penis, it should get fixed. It got to get it fixed.
And that, yeah, you know, and that's like, yeah. That's like teenager terms. But obviously, if there's a function, typically nowadays, there is a way to fix anything if the person wants it. Some people maybe don't want to be fixed. They don't like, some of the options are actually intrusive. A lot of them aren't, but some of the options have to be actually some kind of intrusive stuff. And you know what? Somebody wants to start poking and prodding. Oh, Deb! Hey, Deb! Deb!
Jim, I really think you've got some
truth. Deb.
Is this going to be, are we going to pass through this?
She's Deb.
Yes. I really think you will, but for right now, I think you should just back off. Let him nurse his wounds. He's feeling self-pity. Okay, and let's face it. Men have fragile egos. Sorry, you guys. Sorry to you all out there around the world, but you really do. And we learn as we grow up as females, part of our job is to make you guys feel good.
Unless you're pissed off and then you try to burn us to the ground.
True.
Oh, yeah. You guys like build a freaking fire circle around us and just burn us right to the ground with no ashes when you're angry. And then as we're burning to death, you tell us all these things. You did this in 19-whatever. You did this
Deb.
In 2004.
So,
yeah.
Deb, hey, Deb,
is,
guess what, Deb?
Is,
Deb, she has a question for you, Deb.
Is it going to be back to business as usual, or is it going to be, what do you think?
Is that what she wants, business as usual?
Wouldn't you like it to be better?
Wouldn't you like business as usual
yeah.
where it doesn't have a final land spot?
What do I see? I see that he is going to... step back a little bit on the plans that you guys have made. Okay? Now remember, not everybody is compatible. Some people only have sexual compatibility, where as long as they're in bed banging, they're, you know, they're doing pretty good.
Yeah, they can mask, they can use that to cover other problems.
Yes. Where you guys might be starting to see that there is a level of incompatibility here. That one of you is going to have to, you would need to become more submissive to this man. You know, where he yells at you, it would be like, you just, you know, let it go.
Yeah.
And I can't see that in you. I think you're a go-getter. You're a ball of fire. You've got a tremendous amount of independence in you. Your cards show you as a woman who really only loves one man at a time, but that you also will not sacrifice your life. You know?
So do you think... Okay, so we made plans for Friday and Saturday, and these are project plans, and we're going to take the kid. What do you see happening on Friday and Saturday?
Well, if it was me, I'd send him a message and say, I really hope we can keep our plans for Friday and Saturday. Basically, punt him, you know, give him the ball, see what he's going to do with it. All right?
Okay.
And just let everything else sit by the wayside for right now. And Virgil, I was being kind of facetious. I know there are no bones in a penis.
Yes, we are above the age of six.
But if
so everybody knows that, all right?
If you aren't getting that organ to operate, I would think it's broken.
And broken has many definitions. It doesn't necessarily mean... something that physically is now in multiple pieces.
It's likely medication related.
Like many people I know are broken, but obviously they're still one whole person.
Now, my late husband, he had to go get that blue pill because he was on so many medications. This is even before he got sick. He would say that it doesn't work anymore.
International shout out to Louise in the UK.
Yes. And so that would be difficult, I think, for a man. And she said he has told her that he can't get it up.
Let's get it up.
So
is that AC/DC?
I've never heard that song.
Oh, somebody sang a song like that.
All right. So what I'm seeing here right now is he's kind of performing a little bit, Lisa. Yeah, I'm wrapping it now.
You got to wrap this. She's wrapping up, and then I'm going to hit the harps and blah-bitty-blah.
He's not truthful that he's going to up and move away, okay? And also, you should let him know. Don't push any further than that. Just say, I hope we can keep the plans for Friday and Saturday. Remember, he's a moody SOB, this guy, too. Tomorrow, he could be a whole different person. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you guys maybe should think about buying the same brand of tampons and sharing them. I don't know.
That is really, really sexist on your part.
Well, thank you. I was hoping to make that point. Real quick.
Yeah.
The subject of the Healing Angel card is faith. Mm-hmm. Do not lose faith.
Yeah.
The storm clouds will soon clear and the sun will shine once more.
Yes, it will. Oh, my God. Yes, it will, Lisa. So, you know, have faith.
Got to have faith.
But
like
don't lay down
says.
And become a, you know, a doormat.
No, I know what to do. I was just wondering if it was going to, you know, become mended.
Yeah, well, it could be mended. But remember, do you want to live a life of the frickin' Groundhog Day movie? Is that what you want? You think about that.
You'll have to have your big blue gun out constantly.
Like we're going to go to happiness, then we're going to go to unhappiness, but we're going to go back to happiness, and then we're just going to keep, like, it's like a full circle, but you'd never get anywhere. But all right, we got to go. Thank you so
all
much,
right,
Lisa.
All right, Lisa, keep the faith.
You got to keep the faith.
Yep, we'll talk to you Friday.
And, like, you know, the big picture, you saw nothing catastrophic in the card.
No.
That's the positive thing.
And I saw no more argument.
So you've got to remember, sometimes when... It's like when you don't get bad news when you check the mailbox, that is kind of good news. So,
I think he's giving her a taste of her own medicine.
Well, maybe he thinks he is.
Yeah,
well, it sounds like it's almost like a battlefield. You know what Pat Benatar said?
No,
love
is a battlefield.
All right, but on that, we got to go. Thank you so much, Olisa. And we wish you well and good luck.
All right, now what's the deal here?
I'll tell you what the deal here is. I just typed it in. All right.
There's nobody here with any friend requests.
That's fine. We just have opened the floor, audio or video, Deborah Lee now.
Sophia?
Many of you here are friends. You shall do so, and then...
Yeah, did Sophia want to call me? I don't know.
I don't know who's doing what and where and why. I don't know. There's people talking about penises and things breaking and whole world's coming to an end in Facebook chat. Good Lord God. Everybody run to your bombshell.
You know, they can even put hydraulics into a man's penis. And I'm wondering, do you, like, have this? A little bulb that you pump it up? Or?
No. If you, we want audio or video calls right now, or we're going back. We have so many phone lines, it's not fair to do one not live. I'm telling you, on alternate Wednesdays, we have so many phone callers, we would screw them if we did this back and forth
type
thing.
Yeah, and also, it's a good promotional
tool. It's not hard. If you have Facebook, you have Messenger, you have the ability to do it, do it. Do the audio or video call.
Good to see you, Louise.
No, we did give her an extra shout out, right? Yeah, we did. Yeah. I just want to make sure. I don't want to screw any. If I forget you guys, because there's a lot of typing, just say it again. Hey, I'm from here. You missed my international shout out. I don't mind. I miss things. I am a human being. We are prone to make mistakes.
Well, if I was a man, I think it would be very disturbing to have a body part that doesn't want to come to the party. You know what I mean?
Well, and you know,
yeah.
Let's think about it. There's a lot of, how do you say it? There's a lot of different reasons for that to happen. There's so many. As a matter of fact, that's actually like a tip of the iceberg subject now. They're just now getting into like things to treat that with, because it was like, what was the other thing? Depression? Nobody would talk about it.
Right. No.
So nobody, there's no way to treat something that nobody would come and talk about. Same with the erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
Nobody would talk about it. Bingo.
Hello, my lovely lady.
Hello, hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I am doing really, really good.
Oh, I'm really happy. And your event went well.
It was amazing. I'm still recovering from it.
Wow. That was like a wild party.
You have to teach me how to do that. I have no clue. Sometime.
Do what?
Yeah, we should absolutely talk. But it wasn't mine. I went for an event.
Okay.
So it was a special one. So I have a question today.
Okay, let's hear it.
So I've been working on a project, and I wanted to kind of get some insights on how it's going to go about.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
A little bit more about the project is I'm relaunching my platform where I support healers like yourself, and I will be bringing up a membership program for people that I can support. So, yeah, would like to know how that's going to be.
Sweetheart, count me in. Count me in. I generally...
Oh, absolutely. You're in for sure.
Well, I'm very wary when I go to do these kinds of things, but I feel such a strong connection with you.
All right, what are you doing?
And a vibe. We're talking.
Well, what are you about to do? You said I'm getting ready to do
these
things.
Yeah, I'm going to read her cards.
Oh, just that. I thought it was some special card reading thing like a... past life or something. That's why I got work. I heard her start talking about special and card reading while I'm doing other stuff. I was like, ooh, we're doing something really awful.
You know,
here?
That could be an excellent money maker for you.
Thank you.
I'm laying them down now. Well, one thing is you are a very consistent, hardworking lady.
Goodbye.
What happened?
You do not come in here, Mr. Derek, and start asking people to readings.
No.
You're here to get one. If you don't want to get one, then you get your ass the hell out of here. That's
Thank you. You're so eloquent, Jim.
I don't need eloquence.
Love
you're
that.
An asshole.
All right.
Hi, Jim.
Hey. God, I hate Facebook sometimes. I just got dorked in the booty.
All right. Now, you're going to attract a number of practitioners, are you?
Yes.
Okay. Make sure you vet every single one of them. You want to set a high bar of excellence, because if you start just taking, like you always say, Jim, low-hanging fruit,
yep,
they're going to be bad for business.
Yeah, the ones that are hanging too low and are on the ground, nobody wants those.
Yeah, and the training coming up, I'll be putting out, there's no doubt in my mind, some of you are going to make excellent professionals.
Son, we're going to be attacked by a big, giant baby.
Thunderstorm right now. Oh, and I want to tell you, Sophia, there's a new guy coming to you in connection through this work that I feel he's going to want to team up with you because you are perceived here to be surrounded by like such a healing light that it will be huge in the way of attracting others. This guy could very likely become a partner for you. And he's sexy. Oh, my goodness, this guy, he oozes, all the good stuff.
Oozes.
Yes.
Interesting.
He's full of sugar. And I think he's going to fall madly in love with you, Sophie. And you know what? If you've not had the best of luck in romantic relationships, this guy is one that could really bring it up to speed for you. You need to be adored. She does. I have a feeling, honey, that sometimes you do all the work.
There's an opposite of another word that I really like. I hate serendipity, but I like the word adore because it has multiple meanings and I like them all.
Adored?
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah, there's a lot of good, there's different meanings in there and they're good. Serendipity, ban that from Earth.
Why?
I just don't like it. Anyway, go ahead. Back to Sophia. Screw
all
what
right.
I don't like.
Well, yeah.
But thank you for that tip. I actually, yes, that is something that I have been conscious of for the past 5 years. And with this membership coming, it's also going to be, people just, coming in.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's something that has been on my mind because, yeah. I will keep that in mind. Thank you so much.
And in personal relationship, I have had many Indian women who have gotten readings from me who have even learned this method, but it's part of your culture, the way that, and it does go against the grain a little bit for a lady to say something like, hey, you, don't you be telling me what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, you're right. But even in different cultures, that's getting less and less. It's just taking longer in other cultures for that to happen. But it's still progressing that way.
I don't date Indian men. No offense, but I don't date Indian men.
You know what? I can understand. One of my clients, a lovely, lovely woman, she said if she even disagreed with her husband, he would beat her in front of their children. And if she made any money, like she would grow a lot of garden stuff. And if she made any money, she had to turn every single dollar over to him. So he was,
It's too bad he didn't do dangerous work around the house where she could have it. There could have been an accident there,
And, she was a beautiful writer of fiction for like children and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And he forbade her to continue doing it.
You know what?
So
she chose him.
And she said that divorce would have put such a stain on her reputation.
I would stain everything on this planet to get away from an ass wipe like that.
So just remember, Sophia, business is business and friendships are friendships and there's, neither the twain shall meet. Okay.
What did you just say? I'm just asking. I missed it. What did you just say? Repeat yourself.
Said that business is business.
Nope. After that.
Neither the twain shall meet.
What does that mean?
Well, think about it. In business, you don't mingle up too much with.
What is the frickin' word twain?
You got a computer in front of you.
Look
it up.
Why can't you just tell me? You said the word. You must know what it means.
I look at it this way. It's a bow-legged person.
Oh, I love swimming with bow-legged women.
It's a bow-legged person where business is one leg and friendships, personal relationships are the other leg.
I wasn't trying to call you out. I just didn't. I've heard the word, but I never looked it up. Twain. I've heard Twain. It's like, what does that actually mean? Not counting Mark Twain, but I'm just saying, what does that mean?
Yeah. That's what it means.
So then it means you can't.
Keep things, or, you know, God, he screws me up so much.
I was just asking, Jesus God. Never, you know what, never use a frickin' word that you can't define. That's the moral to the story.
Everybody out there knew what it was.
I'm a dumbass. I am not an English. The English is my weak point. That's why I asked. You know, it's sad that my own language is my weak point. That's why I asked.
The only challenge I see for you is that it's going to want to grow very fast. And others, here's the thing to watch out for. You get to be the goddess of this. You are, you know, the number one. Others will come along and try to take your power. They'll try to take over. And that can never be allowed. So, yes.
I will keep that absolutely top of my mind.
And as far as adoring, I adore her. I do. You know how there's some people that you just click? And that, Sophia.
I like the word adore.
Yeah.
Okay with it.
So.
And yeah. I adore you guys. It's like up at like 1:51 in the morning.
I know. And that to me just makes me feel honored. I can't think of another word.
Adore.
You
feel adored.
Yeah, I adore you all.
Let's take that word and burn it right into
and
the ground.
And I
draft.
Adore you too, Timber.
Aww.
I adore you, my dear.
This show would be kind of dry without him. But I don't want all of this to go to his head, so.
Oh, you ain't got to worry about that.
Hey, you said that you...
Let's still keep ego a little bit. Don't worry.
One more thing for you, Sophia. You recently ended a relationship with a guy. How is this laying? Because I see that there could be some fallout from this for you. That how did he take it? Was he okay with you doing that? Oh, God.
That was a nice sound, though.
I didn't get a reaction so much, so I'm just letting him think through it.
I think you're going to see the reaction from him is he's jealous. Going to be resentful and jealous. So I just wanted to make you aware of that. All right, Jimbo.
What am I doing? I don't know.
He could be rude. He might be argumentative. He could say mean things to you. But blow it off. It's just his ego is bruised.
Yeah,
you know, that word has a lot of different meanings too. But
for
a healing angel card, a good one. Subject is positive outcome.
Good.
The sun is about to burst through the clouds and you will soon see things in a different light. Something that previously seemed hopeless will soon be filled with nothing but hope.
Love it.
Gotta love it.
Yay.
Loving every minute of it.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank
you, Deborah.
Yes, I'm excited for you and your project. I feel really, I don't know what the word would be, very enthused about it.
Enthused is a good word.
Yes, I am.
All right.
It's been a long time coming. I'm excited.
Are you possibly available tomorrow? Or is your schedule pretty? I was going to call her.
Oh, you mean not for a show? I was like, oh, my God.
I mean, you can...
I think I will be available. I'll get back to you.
Yes, do that.
My days can be really crazy but we get in touch.
I thought she said available.
Available?
Yeah, I thought she did, like a waspily wabbit. No, she didn't, but it sounded like it.
She talks very cute.
My nose is blocked. I'm sorry for
me. Oh,
in the forest, and I think I might be... coming down, not with a cold, but it's because of the ceremony that I did.
Allergies?
Was so strong that, my nose is locked now.
Oh, she's talking the ceremony type stuff, not just allergies. She's going metaphysical.
Yeah. She is
herself.
A doer.
Medical,
woman.
Physical stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love her.
I will tell you all about it. I don't want to bring up that topic here.
All right.
It's
I remember.
It was an intense one.
Yes, you told me a little, and we can talk. So let me know tomorrow.
Absolutely, I will.
All right. Well, my darling, I'm going to let you go now.
Thank you.
And send lots of hugs and blessings and all good things to you.
And adorable things,
thank
but not
you.
Serendipitous things. Adorable things.
All right,
thank
Jim.
You.
All right, honey. Take care.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's just move because moving is good. We're going to 347, going back to the phone line, 347. I believe you're in the state of New York, yes?
Hi. Well, not right now, but I'm from New York. I'm currently in Florida, but don't know how long here.
Wow. You stayed in the Eastern time zone, at least. All right.
Are you new to
yeah.
the show? Are you new
no,
with
it's
us?
To me. No, it's Tamika. I don't call all the time. I don't call all the time.
That's Tamika.
So you did go to Florida.
Well, cool.
I think that was
yeah.
the last time we spoke with you.
And how's it treating you?
It's just, I don't know. I'm calling to ask about the guy that I met, that I talked to you guys about a couple of weeks ago. He's from down here, and I told you we had, like, that blow up on May 6th. So that's so far how it's been treating me. But other than that, I guess Florida, it is what it is. It's quiet.
It is
weird.
What it is.
You don't hear from him or anything? You don't see him?
No, I haven't heard from him since May 6th. And what I was calling you for is just to ask if you can tell me if he's moved on or not, because I still think about him. Like my feelings
so
are still in my head.
Almost a full month. So basically
yeah.
a full month. She hasn't heard a thing in a full month. Okay. That's a good question. Today is June 7th,
you
isn't
want,
it?
Do you need his name or birthday?
No.
No,
okay.
no, no. You can throw the name out if you want, or you can throw a letter out. That's up to you. She doesn't need it. But if you want to, if there's other people in here, she may ask you for at least an initial. Just let's see what happens, right?
Okay.
Poor.
Is it really poor
yeah,
now?
I can hear the.
She's got,
yeah.
like, bionic ears. Like, oh, Jamie Summer, the bionic woman. For those out there that are in our country that are old enough to remember those days.
I never liked her. Mm-mm.
Lindsay Wagner?
No, I didn't like her.
She was pretty, and she had that exact, she had that 70s haircut, that feathering haircut
yeah.
that Farrah Foss made everybody
yeah.
get, kind of, sort of, you know.
I don't know, to tell you the truth. I don't think he even knows if he's moving on. I just want you to know that this is real stubbornness on his part. And, boy, that could be a killer to try and deal with on a full-time, you know, long-term basis.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine
mm-hmm.
having somebody
mm-hmm.
so stubborn like that they could go a month? Hear that?
Yeah. It's murder.
Yes.
What's murder?
What's
it's just
saying?
Hard.
Yeah, you're going to
you know,
talk about two different things here, that's all.
I think it wouldn't hurt for you to look beyond him.
International shout out to Suzanne in the UK.
Yeah, I think you should look beyond him. If he decides to come back, hopefully it'll be within a time frame that you still want him. But remember, we talked about this, that women do tend to evolve through heartache and pain. And we reach a point where we aren't going back there anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like you women do that a lot more. When you say younger, because you and I are not young. Younger women seems to do that a lot more because your nature, your DNA, your nature is to be very generous and forgiving and want to forgive a man and love a man.
Yeah, but we all grow that, too.
Yes, especially when you're younger because you realize that's a dead end, bam, that's a dead end, bam. But then when you get older, you start making better choices so you don't have to do that as much. I've noticed.
Yeah, and I see him here, and he has convinced himself that you're the one moving on.
Imagine that.
And that
he
thinks the winning move is not to play because the guy he is imagining that you're going to be with outdoes him in every way. So he'd rather not, you know, turn up and be the 90-pound weakling on the beach where the new man in your life would be kicking sand in his face.
About to be attacked by
God.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so that, it's just showing that Sure. It might be time, like a thunder share to come true.
Yes.
That if you may be passing up really good opportunities. Mm-hmm. And yet on the other hand, maybe you have to see this through to a point of completion for yourself.
That's a tough call, boy.
Yeah.
Well, they used to say you don't get over somebody until somebody else comes along and you feel healed from that heartache.
But yeah, who was that on? Jill on The Mom said it takes 5 penises. Remember? On The Mom fictional show, The Mom Penises.
Yeah, but, that you need 5 penises.
So you don't get over a guy until after 5 penises. That was, fictional show, comedy.
Yeah, but it was great, smart comedy.
But there's a kind of, well, basically what they're saying is it might take a few encounters, love interest, where you finally realize that's done.
Well, I'm also wanting you to know that you are facing in your future a beautiful marriage. And of course, we always have to add a little P.S. that it can be a relationship like marriage, because some people just are, determined.
Marriage doesn't mean white dress, altar, I do, you know, that marriage has a lot of terms and a lot of meanings in the dictionary if you look it up.
Yeah. So, are you going back to New York?
Probably soon to visit my sister or family, hopefully in September. I don't know where I'll be. I don't know if I'm meant to stay down here. I don't feel like I belong down here. I don't know. I feel like I said, the men down here, they're on vacation mentally. Like, they just don't seem serious. They still think it's okay to comment about a woman who's hot, like, I don't want to have to chase the men down here and force them to take a relationship seriously. And I feel like I might end up, I don't know, my instincts are telling me that I might come across that a lot down here with my might need to do that. And I'm not with that. Like, I don't want to do that.
Where in Florida are you specifically?
Well, but it's like outside of Tampa. I don't really want to say specifically on the radio.
No, that's fine. We're not trying to find you and stalk you. I was just curious because Florida is an interesting state. You got like rural bumfuck areas. You got total tourist areas. It's an interesting state. It almost reminds me of California, but not as shitty. But yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah.
It's very like the men down here. You hear them on the radio. They comment about women who's old, who's hot, who's not. Like, they feel like it's okay to say this stuff. Down here is very sexist still and kind of like, I don't know, just disrespectful still. It's weird.
Well,
and I don't want to have to chase the men. And I feel like I'm going to have to say, no, we're in a relationship now. I don't want to have to do that, you know, like tell them, okay, time to be serious.
Right. I agree with you.
Okay, buddy.
I agree with you. And the mentality is different. It's, we got spring breakers.
It depends on where you live down there. I mean, it is an interesting state. I've been down there many a time, was stationed down there many a time, stopped there many a time. And you can go to different parts and get all sorts of, like, you're in a different world.
Yeah.
You know, Tampa, I only went down to Tampa a few times to go see some football games and stayed at some really cool.
Oh, you worked down there a little bit.
Oh, I was down in Florida. I've been down in Florida a lot. I'm just saying, but
I never got
south in Lauderdale, I think, Daytona Beach. Never got down in the Miami area. Very close, but never quite. Anyway, what else you got? Anything else?
No, I think that's
no. We
it. But we got.
I was saying that I can't.
You have a healing angel card. The subject is creative potential. You are by nature infinitely creative. Life is the sea of creative potential, just waiting to be expressed through you. You are free to express all your heart desires. Whatever your heart desires, do not be afraid to express it in the big picture there.
Yeah, and remember, Tamika, you are a high-quality woman, and you deserve to be treated well, as a high maintenance woman, not a crybaby or a clinger or any of that, but I mean, your fruit higher up on the tree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you're not the rotting fruit on the grass. You should not settle for those crappy piece of crap guys that pick the low fruit.
Yeah, and if you think about
it. Self-worth. You need self-worth.
They're likely very immature and empty-headed.
And they're used to the low fruit.
Yeah.
That's why they act like sexist and...
Yeah.
Yeah. And you haven't been that long, so I think that...
Yeah.
Well, obviously, she's kind of up in the air. She'll have to figure out what she's going to do there, but... All right.
Yes,
well, thank
ma'am.
You so much.
Second for you. Okay. Well, I just can't believe that he just... It just hurts my feelings that he would just give up that quick, but... I don't know. I guess.
I think he's going to still try to come around. But
you
I
do?
Feel that by the time he does, you will have lost your feelings.
She doesn't mean anytime soon what she's saying that. Not anytime soon.
Yeah.
You know what? Guys are dicks. If a guy's a dick,
yeah,
you don't want to be with a dick.
I know I'm going
to. But you know what?
It takes too long.
It's like watching the Jerry Springer show. Jerry says, why do you keep going back to him? Because I
love
him. Well, you know what?
Oh,
that only flies a couple times. So you got it. But the heart is the heart. The brain is the brain. They are not connected like we think.
The right man won't let you go like this.
Yeah.
He would fight to keep you.
And he would not make you have that kind of conflict within yourself, the brain and the heart conflict.
Yes.
That's what's happening now.
Yeah.
So you watch and
see.
You've got new love coming.
Yeah, good luck to you. And you know what? Even if it doesn't work out there, you went down there, you gave it a shot, and it is what it is. You don't ever have to wonder again. Right.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes, hon. Call us again, and we'll take another look for
you. Absolutely. We shall be here Friday. Rebel Card Friday.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you for holding for an eternity.
Yeah.
We really appreciate the folks at home. There we go.
Yeah, let's do it.
We have to wrap.
Frightened dogs.
Yeah, we got.
We have a Florida room, and they're in there, and they're terrified right now.
Yeah, we have one giant, the giant dog here. He's 80 pounds.
Facebookers,
and
you don't
have to
go. He's
acting like he's 10 pounds.
Don't leave us, but we do have to end this show.
All right. Excuse me.
Yes. Well, actually, there is no excuse for you.
There is. I drank a brand new open diet Pepsi.
Ooh.
So I'm burping my butt off with all that carbonation. All right, let's do this.
This show is over. Say goodbye.
Bye-bye. Anytime, stay well, stay safe.
And don't get struck by lightning if you're here in Hampton Roads.
Yes, we will speak with you real soon.
We shall do so.